The Vow Wedding Directory Podcast with your host, Prudence Governor. Hello, fabulous people listening to me out there. Today's topic is what wedding service to book first when you're starting your wedding planning journey. Stay with me so that we can explore what that is together. Before we start today's topic, let me tell you about Optical Photography. Optical Photography is one of Malawi's leading photography companies. They are based in Blantyre. Optical Photography offers photography services to cover your weddings, engagements, bridal showers, baby showers, birthdays, all family functions, and all corporate functions. With Optical Photography, you will get the best customer service and the best quality of photos. Optical Photography values the fact that you have hired them and they know that you have placed your trust in them and they will not let you down. To get their services, please contact them on 0999-083-675. That's 0999-083-675. To see their portfolio of the fabulous work that they have done over the years, please follow them on Instagram at optical.photography.mw or Facebook at Optical Photography. You can also message them on these platforms to get their services. Optical Photography. Optical Photography. Memories treasured. So I know lots of people may be thinking, the first service that I need to book for my wedding so that people are happy at my wedding is the caterer. We need lots of food because let's face it, there is no wedding without food. Some of us just go there to see what's on that menu. We actually wait for that time when they give us the food and then it's like, yep, we're out. That's why we came. It's the food. Now we're leaving. Food, though it is such an important part of the event, is not the first thing you should book. It is not the first thing you should be looking at when you're planning your wedding. And then one may go, oh, the wedding cannot happen without the dress. But no, you know, like the bride's dress. That's not the first thing you should be looking at. Again, though important, it is not the first thing to look at. It's not the first service. You're not going dress shopping before you secure the date. You have to secure the date, and the way to do that, the first wedding service provider to book is not, somebody talking to my ear, like whispering, it should be photography because you want to keep the memories of the day. That's the first thing you should do. No, it's not. Again, though important, it's not the first service provider you should book. The first wedding service provider, the first wedding vendor that you should be looking at least right here in Malawi, is the venue. The venue has to be your number one priority. Now, you may already have like a set date in your head, like, oh, it has to be the 7th of May because, ooh, 7 is like the number of completion. It's 7 wonders of the world. Ooh, it's the 7th when he proposed. No. Much as you can have like an idea of what date that should be, you should be flexible. You have to tell yourself that you're flexible enough to change the dates, because venues in Malawi are so, they're not enough. Especially Blantyre, that's where I'm at. Lilongwe, at least I know there's so much developing, but again, it's like developing, but then so many people also settling there, so there's still, the venues are not enough. So the first thing that you need to, the first wedding service provider you need to book is the venue. So what I'm saying is you may go there with a predetermined date that you're going to book on the 7th of May, but then you find out that that date is booked. You should be flexible enough
to change the date to accommodate the venue. Because venues, actually now, I've actually heard people are booking 18 months in advance. 2 years prior, it used to be, at least 8 months to a year. But now it's 18 months in advance. That's a year and a half in advance of booking a venue date. So that's the first thing that you have to secure. It's your venue. Your venue also determines what the decorator that you're going to hire is going to be. Because the few decorators that I know always ask what venue are you going to do your wedding at. Because they have to look if they have enough material to do the decoration of the place. If they have enough tables, because some venues offer tables and chairs, but others don't. So the decor person needs to know that. Mostly it's the material, the cloth that they have, they use to do the decor. They need to know if they have enough. You know, that's besides contacting you, chatting with you about the colors and everything. But they have to know if they have enough material to do a proper decoration of a proper decor of the venue. The venue also, photographers want to know what the venue is, because they have their own like photo requirements, things that they look at, like the ceiling of the place. So if the place doesn't have a ceiling, they will need to talk to the decorator, so that when they're doing their decor, they should like put an artificial ceiling, or at least they just explain to you that, you know, but with the kind of venue that you have chosen, the light would do this, da 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 da. So the photos may look this way. They explain that according to the venue. Another service that I know depends on the venue for some, again, not all of them, but these are DJs. Most DJs want to know what venue you have booked, so that they know how much of their speakers. They have official names for them in the deco world, but they want to know how many speakers they need to bring for that venue. If it's a small venue, it sometimes does not require the DJ to bring their whole equipment. So they can be able to, for example, maybe on that date, get two bookings of small weddings, of weddings that are in small venues, you know, especially if it's like a hall, a reception hall, as opposed to an open garden. They can split those speakers and do two jobs on that day. So there are so many variables that go around the venue. So the venue has to be like the standard thing. And then some of these service providers, as I've already explained, they charge you really according to the venue that you're going to have. And they also provide the kind of service that is justifiable for that venue. You know what I mean? So the venue has to be the first wedding service provider you have to secure, you have to book. So there you have it. The first wedding vendor to book is your wedding venue. To sum up the reasons, the first is that wedding venues book up early, very quickly these days. So that's why you need to sit on a venue. Two is that your wedding venue style, it will set the tone for the rest of the wedding, really, because as I've already explained, the decoration crew will work with what they are given, which is their venue. And three, you may not be able to book the rest of your vendors until your venue is set, because the venue now also confirms the date. So you really you can't start planning your wedding properly, booking vendors, before you sit on a date. So the venue really helps to kick that off and get the ball rolling. Now, there'll be another episode where we'll talk about the things that you need to be asking when booking each and every vendor. That for now, just give you an overview in that when you're booking the venue, you have to ask the timings, like the end time especially. I know of some venues that actually switch off the main lighting switch when the time hits at 5 or 5:30. So you really need to be aware of that. That's a wedding that's starting like around 1-ish, 2-ish, ending at 5:30, or it's ending at night. You have to be sure that if they switch off the lights, what time do they do that? If you need to pay in advance to extend those hours, you need to do that. You need to discuss that when you're booking. Now, the whole booking of the vendors comes after we work the budget. We'll also have another episode where we'll talk about budgeting for your wedding. But when you're booking the venue, you have to be mindful of the number of guests that you're expecting, which is something you have already worked out in your budget. But after the budget, that's when you start, you know, dishing out the deposits. So the first wedding vendor is the wedding venue. You also need to ask the venue personnel, like, how many functions they allow in a day. Some may have like two settings, maybe the some gardens. I know Peak Gardens has like the top garden and the lower garden, but some venues are small and you may not be comfortable with having two functions on the same day, like your wedding and then something else happening. So you ask those questions and then see if there's a way you can work around that. You also ask them, it's like, what's the typical backup plan for in case of rain or anything extra they may have that you may need to use, for example, a generator. Some venues provide the genset, but you have to buy your own fuel. Some already have fueled it, so you need to ask for all those things. I'll come up with another episode that really dives deep into all these things that you need to be asking your wedding vendor before you book them. Those are just some of the main things I think that we had to look at when talking about booking your first wedding vendor, which is the wedding venue. Thank you so much for joining me, and I hope to have you on the next episode. Optical Photography is one of Malawi's leading photography companies. They are based in Blantyre. Optical Photography offers photography services to cover your weddings, engagements, bridal showers, baby showers, birthdays, all family functions, and all corporate functions. With Optical Photography, you will get the best customer service and the best quality of photos. Optical Photography values the fact that you have hired them, and they know that you have placed your trust in them and they will not let you down. To get their services, please contact them on 0999-083-675. That's 0999-083-675. To see their portfolio or the fabulous work that they have done over the years, please follow them on Instagram at optical.photography.mw or Facebook at Optical Photography. You can also message them on these platforms to get their services. Optical Photography. Optical Photography. Memories treasured. It's been awesome chatting with you on today's topic. Please subscribe to the Vow Wedding Directory podcast and share with your friends on Facebook, on WhatsApp, and whatever other platform you can manage to share. And also visit us at www.thevowdirectory.com. Until next time, bye. Thank you so much for listening to the Vow Wedding Directory podcast. Please join me next time as we bring you more fun, exciting, and informative information on the Malawian wedding industry. Remember, the Vow Wedding Directory is the place to go for all things wedding in Malawi.